jump. We had to park a mile away. The truck my buddy drove like a redneck Karen. We were always restless in the boondocks. We were tragically horny. No standards of emission. The big block engine belched and leaked its oil, its unleaded blood work down the rusty undercarriage. We knew the grass below would brown like a photo. It was August. Signs swore cockamamie discounts, a full day's worth of distraction. Gothic statues graced the highway's exit. A bare-chested chief in headdress, his arm raised in endless howl. A pink elephant crunked on some jumbo cosmopolitan. We heard the banjo and gut bucket band, moos and bleats from the fetid petting zoo. We met jugglers, peddlers, and face painters. We both made a beaded cross for Jesus. Oh, you plain-faced girls with righteous booties. This was not like Mule Day. Even Mule Day was not like Mule Day. I had hoped to buy some penny loafers, a lamp, a pickaxe. I had hoped to tell him I was leaving. He was my old friend. He was an orphan. His name was like a nest full of sorrow. After his mother's death, I held his head as snug as a gun butt to my shoulder.